If you wrestle with God, you're not going to win. The fight is fixed. You're not going to win. And if you ever get in a no-win situation, God's behind it. He said, let's see who's really in charge here. You think you're the master of your fate? Let's just see how arrogant you think you are. Who do you think's behind that? God is. You see, God loves you just the way you are. Loves you just the way you are. But he loves you too much to let you stay that way.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called Life's Healing Choices. In these lessons, Rick offers an in-depth biblical look at overcoming the hurts, hang-ups, and habits that hold us back in life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a great video resource that will show you step-by-step how to let go of your past hurts, hang-ups, and habits once and for all, called the Life's Healing Choices Study Kit, an 8-session DVD and workbook. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called The Transformation Choice.
Genesis 32, here's what it says. Jacob got them, that's his family, got them safely across the brook Jabbok, along with all of his possessions. But Jacob stayed behind, and he's left alone in the camp. And a man came and wrestled with him until dawn. Now, this is a long wrestling match. He's wrestling all night. You ever wrestled with God all night? You couldn't sleep? Your mind just going a mile a minute? He wrestled with the man all night until dawn. When the man saw that he couldn't win the match, he struck Jacob's hip and knocked it out of joint at the socket. Now, we're going to come back and talk about the significance because there's an important lesson in that. But by the way, in the Hebrew, you know, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. This is actually a pun in Hebrew. The word Jacob in Hebrew is the word Yabok. That's the word Jacob. The word for wrestling in Hebrew is Yabek. And the place that they're at is the Jabbok River, which is called Yabok. So what we've got here is Yabok, Yabek God at Yabok. And no yabba dabba do there, okay? Now, what's going on here? His biggest conflict is not really with his brothers. His biggest conflict is not really with his father-in-law or his wife or anybody else. His biggest struggle is really with God, which, by the way, is yours too. And he'd been running all his life, and so God says, okay, buddy, you're caught between a rock and a hard place. We're going to have it out. We're going to wrestle right here. So God shows up in human form and has a wrestling match with Jacob. God doesn't mind having a wrestling match with you. When you wrestle with God, it doesn't bother God at all. Why? Because wrestling is a contact sport. It means you're up close. And God would rather have you up close wrestling with him. God, I don't like this in my life, than have you distant and apathetic. He'd rather have you going, God, I don't like the situation I'm going through right now. I am ticked off, God. I'm mad. Let's have it out. Let's wrestle. God says, fine. Let's do it. Bring it on. Come on. How much of a man, how much of a woman are you? And God doesn't mind wrestling with you because it's a contact sport. It's personal. It's up close. And he'd much rather have you up close and angry than far away and apathetic. Now, you say, well, Rick, how do we know this man that Jacob wrestled with was really actually God? How do we know it wasn't just some vagrant, some hobo who showed up and he wrestled with him? Well, I'll tell you why we know it. Because the Bible tells us. Look at the next verse. The Bible tells us in the book of Hosea, chapter 12, before Jacob was born, he struggled with his brother. And when he became a man, he even fought with God. Now, let me just make a little parallel here. You know the problems you're having in your life right now? The crisis, the conflict, the difficulty you're going through, it ain't the real problem. That problem you're having with your kids, with your husband, with your wife, with your friends, with your finances, with your health, that's the symptom. Your real struggle is with God. That's really it. It's who's going to be God in your life. And does God have a right to tell you what to do? And does God have a right to call the shots in your life? And all your life, your war, your battle has caused struggle and strife in your life, and that causes stress. And your biggest problem is not your dad or your mom or your brother or sister or your wife or anybody else. Your real struggle is you're wrestling with God.
The second half of today's show is coming up next. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social links. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the other helpful resources. That's rickwarren.org or just text the word daily to 99000. The second half of today's lesson is coming up.
We've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves and we've hurt others. And as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video sessions that offer practical, encouraging biblical teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. Through making each of these choices, you will find God's pathway to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD Study Kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now let me just make a little parallel here. You know the problems you're having in your life right now? The crisis, the conflict, the difficulty you're going through? It ain't the real problem. That problem you're having with your kids, with your husband, with your wife, with your friends, with your finances, with your health, that's the symptom. Your real struggle is with God. That's really it. It's who's going to be God in your life. And does God have a right to tell you what to do? And does God have a right to call the shots in your life? And all your life, your war, your battle has caused struggle and strife in your life, and that causes stress. And your biggest problem is not your dad or your mom or your brother or sister or your wife or anybody else. Your real struggle is you're wrestling with God. And that's why you have to move from phase one, conflict with others, to crisis, struggle with God. And you got to realize and admit it. Now, what is my struggle with God? And what is your struggle with God? Well, your biggest struggle is this. When things don't act the way you want them to, and they don't go as fast as you want them to, you take matters into your own hands. And you don't wait, and you don't trust God, and you don't pray, and you don't sit back, and you don't think God will provide for your need, and you get in a hurry, and you get out there into a struggle. I've got to get married. I wonder how many people have had to get married and married the wrong person. I've got to get a job. I've got to make more money. And they take the wrong job. I've got to. And we get in a hurry And we take matters into our own hands. That's what Jacob had done all of his life. God had said, I'm going to bless Jacob. But he didn't believe it. So what's he do? He cheats his brother out of his blessing. God said, I'll take care of you. What's he do? I'm afraid my father-in-law is going to deceitfully scam me. So I'm going to leave him. And on and on. I want you to think right now. Think of the problem that you're facing right now. And regardless of whatever that problem is in your life, it boils down to two things. Will I trust God to take care of this situation? Will I obey God to do the right thing, even if it doesn't make sense? Will I trust Him and will I obey Him? And if I don't, there's a word for that. I'm struggling with God. I don't really think God will take care of me. I got to take this into my own hands. And I'm not going to wait, and I'm not going to trust, and I'm not going to believe. You see, the root of all your conflicts in life is you want to be in charge. You want to be God. You want to call the shots. You want to run it. You want to make your life your way. And the root of all your problems is you want to be in control. So God says, okay, come on, let's have it out. Let's go to the mat. Let's wrestle. You and me, one-on-one, mano a mano. Come on, let's have it out. Let's see who's really in charge here. I love the analogy of wrestling because the whole purpose of wrestling, and I actually wrestled when I was in high school, the whole purpose of wrestling is to pin the guy. To pin him down on the mat, and then they say, Uncle! And how do you know when you've won? I give up. God is waiting for you to say that. And He'll wrestle with you as long as it takes. And this is the second step, the second choice, where we have to give up. Now notice there on the outline, it says, He came and wrestled with him until dawn, and the man saw that he couldn't win the match. Circle the phrase, he couldn't win the match. Now, I know this is kind of obvious, but if you wrestle with God, you're not going to win. Okay? You're already, it's the fight is fixed. You're not going to win. And if you ever get in a no-win situation, God's behind it. He said, let's see who's really in charge here. You think you're the master of your fate? Let's just see how brilliant, how smart, how arrogant you think you are. Who do you think's behind that? God is. You see, God loves you just the way you are. Loves you just the way you are. But He loves you too much to let you stay that way. And so He's going to take you to the mat. And He's going to wrestle with you. And He's going to move you from conflict, struggle with others, to crisis, struggle with God. And the fact is, we rarely change until our pain is exceeds the fear of change. What keeps you from changing is you're afraid of what will happen if you do change, if you give everything to God. What will happen if, would I become some nutcase, some fanatic, some religious kook? Will I walk around wearing polyester and have a beehive hairdo and say, baby? You know? If I really am totally sold out to God, will I become a kook, a religious nutcase? And God says, no, I love you, but I love you not to leave you that way. And I'm going to wrestle with you. And, you know, when the pain exceeds your fear, you're finally going to give up. And that prepares you for the second step. And we looked at this in week two. And week two is the hope choice. There it is in your outline. Earnestly believe that God exists. And that I matter to Him. And that He has the power to help me. Now that is the second step. Now, once you've gone through these two steps, you come to phase three. And phase three in the process that God uses to change you. Phase one, conflict with others. Phase two, struggle with God, crisis with God. Phase three is commitment. And in phase three, I finally cry uncle and I commit to God's changes. I commit to God's changes. And I hang on and I hold on and I don't give up, but I say, I am going to go with God's plan if it kills me. I'm going down. God, I'm going to go your way because I want you to help me change. I want you to bless my life. Notice the next verse. In this unusual wrestling match between God and a man, it says, then the man, that's God, said, let me go, for it is dawn. They'd been wrestling all night. Instead of dancing with the stars, he's wrestling with the God. But Jacob panted. I mean, he's out of breath. I won't let you go unless you bless me. This is phase three, commitment. I commit to God's change. Okay, God, I'm serious about this change. You got to help me. I'm not going to go on in this marriage the way it's gone on. I can't get out of it. I can't get on with it. I'm not going to go on with this habit. I can't get out of it. I can't get on with it. I'm not going to go with this way in a relationship or this career. I want your blessing in my life. And he says, God, I won't let go until you bless me. Do you hear the passion in that? God loves passionate praying. He hates the kind of prayer, oh dear God, would you kind of, sort of, please help me, if you get a spare moment, help me out, if it's not too hard on you. Now, what God loves is passion prayer. God, I am not letting go until you help me. I have got to get help. I'm not letting go until you bless me. That's commitment. Now, Jacob has moved to step three, the commitment choice. And we looked at that in week three. Consciously choose to commit all my life and my will to Christ's care and control. And nothing's going to happen in your life till you get to step three. Now, I want you to notice on the verse there before on your outline, it said, let me go for it's dawn. Circle, it is dawn. They had been wrestling for hours. Now, why is that? Think about this. He's wrestling God. God could have overpowered him, boom, just like that. Why is God letting this thing go on? You ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about, you know, God obviously has the answer to every one of your prayers. Why doesn't he just give it to you the first time you ask for it? God, I need this. Boom, it's there. Why does he let it go on till dawn? Why is there always a delay to your prayers? Why is there always a struggle? Why does God let it go on? God could have ended it. He could have put a full Nelson on him right there and said, it's over. But he wrestles with him. He limits himself and wrestles with Jacob until dawn. What's he doing? He lets the struggle go on. Why doesn't God answer your prayers immediately? Well, there's a couple reasons. One, he wants to know if you're really serious. There's a difference between a desire and a whim. When you have little preschoolers, you learn this. Go into a grocery store. Daddy, can I have this? No. They forget it. Daddy, can I have this? No. Daddy, can I? No. But if they keep saying it over and over, it's not a whim, it's a desire. And God says, I don't answer whims. If you don't care about praying about it more than once, it's a whim. It's not a desire, it's a whim. So God wants to see if you really mean business. The second reason God waits is God is not a vending machine. A vending machine will give you things that can harm you, that can kill you. Give you cigarettes. All kinds of stuff that'll kill you. God is not a vending machine where you put in the prayer and you plug it. God doesn't serve you. You serve him. God is not your genie. And prayer is not where you rub the bottle and whatever your wish is my command. You serve God, not God serve you. And if God answered every one of your prayers instantly, you would be the most self-centered person. Anybody remember the movie Bruce Almighty? When all of a sudden he was given the ability to get anything he prayed for instantly. You know, whatever he asks for, boom, he just gets it. And he's ruining the world. But here's the real reason why God lets the struggle go on. You know the mess you're in right now? You didn't get into it instantly. It took you years to get as screwed up as you are. You didn't just make one bad choice. You made a lot of bad choices. A lot of them. And so God has to peel the onion one layer at a time. You don't build a problem in your life for 20 years and then instant end it with a pill. I can't tell you how many times I've been on the patio, somebody come up to me and say, you know, Pastor Rick, and they start sharing a problem that they've got in their marriage or whatever. And I'm listening to them. I say, yeah, that's tough. And they want me to give them an answer right then that will solve the problem. How long have you had this problem? Well, let's see. We've been married 19 years. You want me to solve it on the patio in 30 seconds? That's a little unrealistic. You got into the problem in a long time, and you're not going to get out of it. And so we're going to see how long. You've got to hold on. You don't give up until God's blessing you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions that we didn't have time for, or you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, but first, it's no secret that we've all been hurt by other people. We've hurt ourselves, we've hurt others, and as a result, every single one of us ends up with some sort of hurt, hang-up, or habit. But the question we all face is, where do we go from here? The Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren offers freedom from those hurts, hang-ups, and habits through 8 healing choices that promise true happiness and life transformation. Using the Beatitudes of Jesus as a foundation, Rick leads you through 8 video sessions that offer practical, encouraging Bible teaching. Each session includes real-life stories of men and women whose lives have been transformed by living out the 8 choices presented in this study kit. Through making each of these choices, you will find God's pathway to wholeness, growth, spiritual maturity, happiness, and healing. You'll find real answers, real hope, and a real future, one healing choice at a time. We'd love to send you this life-changing DVD and workbook as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this broadcast ministry. Call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com right now to request the Life's Healing Choices DVD study kit from Pastor Rick Warren. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Thanks. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
If you know somebody who's struggling with a problem, with an addiction, with a relationship, with any kind of difficulty, this series, Life's Healing Choices, would be perfect for them. And one of the greatest things you can do is pick up a phone or write a text or send an email and let your friends know how they can listen to this message. There are multiple ways. They can listen on the radio. They can listen on iTunes. They can listen on our website. By the way, if your friends aren't tech savvy, you can still purchase CDs and send them to them and they can hear these messages. Recently, I was in London at the House of Commons, Parliament, and a member of Parliament came up to me and he told me that he had lost his wife 6 months ago and that he had been listening to the CDs of these messages over and over and over, and it had saved his life. You can make a difference in somebody's life like that too. The good news about the hope we have in Jesus is too good to keep it to ourselves. It must be shared. Thanks for listening today. And by the way, thanks for sending in financial support to help us keep these broadcasts going out around the world. Join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, please write him at rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.